You know, a little bit of rain is good for the ground, and you know, it's not dampening anybody's spirits here at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, visiting with Landon Berg, a two-year member of the Clever Clovers 4-H Club for Memory. Landon, nice to visit with you again this year. So you've been in 4-H for 2 years. What got you started in 4-H?
Well, my mom, she used to do it when she was a kid, and my mom wanted my brother to do it, and so she wanted me to do it too, so that's how I ended up here.
And of course, you're always busy when it comes to Achievement Days, looking at some of the projects that you have, quilt, three sheep, welding, and Legos. Let's talk about the quilt. Tell us about it.
Well, my mom's really big into sewing, so she wanted me to sew a quilt this year. I said yeah, because my brother made a quilt last year, and she wanted me to try it this year, and I got a purple on it, so I'm really proud of it.
Okay, what kind of design is on the quilt?
It's a cowboy-themed type design. It's boots, stars, and spurs, and stuff like that.
How long did it take you to make the quilt?
About a month.
And you wound up with a purple. That means you could take that to the state fair.
Yep.
And you're showing three sheep. Tell us about getting your sheep ready for showing here at Achievement Days.
Well, first you have to wash them. Then you can shear them. Before you do any of that, you have to work with them a lot. And make sure they're your best pals. Wise, if they're not very good working with you, you're not going to be able to hang on to them in the ring. Trust me, take it from one who knows.
And how often do you work with your sheep leading up to Achievement Days?
I try doing it once every 2 days.
And is it easier now? You've got a nicer wash rack here. Does that make your job easier getting the sheep ready for the show?
Yeah.
And then also, you mentioned you're doing some welding. What did you weld this year?
I welded a coat hanger.
What did you make that out of?
Horseshoes. I cut a horseshoe in half, and I cut little squares of steel out and welded the one half of a horseshoe up, and then made four of them. And then I mounted them onto a piece of wood I cut.
And how long did it take you to weld the project together?
It took about 10 minutes. It didn't take that long.
So it took longer to cut the parts than to weld it.
Yeah.
And also, you mentioned you're doing some Legos, and this is a Lego racetrack, and you did this off the top of your head. You came up with it.
Yep.
How long have you been working with Legos?
A couple years before I even started 4-H. I started doing Legos when I was about 5 or 6, and started from the big Legos and got to the smaller ones, and it's really fun. I enjoy doing Legos. It gives me something to do, and it's not very good weather and stuff outside, so I have stuff to do.
Landon, you've been involved in 4-H for a couple of years now. Are there any other projects you might want to try in the future?
Not that I can think of right now.
Now, final question for you, Landon, about your 4-H experience. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Well, I'd tell them that it's a really great experience. You learn a lot about agriculture. You can do projects and exhibits. You don't even have to do animals. You could just do exhibits, too. But it's a really fun experience.
Landon Berg of the Clever Clovers 4-H Club in Emory, we wish you all the best of luck here at Achievement Days.
Thank you.
And that's Landon Berg here at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days in Alexandria. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.